already had the line, you know, the ba 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 ba. You know, that line was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I knew, you know, when we recorded the tune, okay, well then I'm going to go in and overdub that line, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the night before I was to go in, I think we had already done it. The vocals were on. Most of the band had already flown back, and I used to stay over and do my parts, and everyone else usually would split because I didn't mind staying. Elvin usually wanted to get home, and so I hung out. Anyway, I happened to see Chet Atkins on Johnny Carson the night before,
mm-hmm.
and he played some whole, I think it was Fly Me to the Moon or something like that. He played, playing harmonics.
Uh-huh.
You know, where he plucked the string with his thumb and hit it with his finger in the mm-hmm. appropriate fret to mm-hmm. make a harmonic out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. I said, shit, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do to fool around tomorrow. Uh-huh. So I walked into the studio and I explained it to the engineer. And it was funny because he goes, go grab a six-pack of beer. I'll get the reel. The reel was for the obvious chopping, right?
Uh-huh.
And I got a six pack of beer, and next thing I knew, we're doing this. And so what I did was I overdubbed the harmonies using the chimes like that.
I'll be darned.
But the thing about it, though, I couldn't do it live. Not so much the harmonies, but to be that accurate every time hitting the harmonics was just real hard. You know, it even took me a while in the studio to do that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, but if it wasn't for seeing Chet Atkins on Johnny Carson, which was basically, you know, a non, you know, had nothing really to do with music. I was just kind of hanging around watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Chet Atkins. That was a big moment for me, so to speak.
And there was a little nugget available technique-wise. Did you know Roy Buchanan by any chance?
No, I didn't, you know, and I never was. You know, it's kind of funny. I just never was that knocked out by him. It was kind of like Danny Gatton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I listened to Danny Gatton, and I could appreciate it, and I could dig it, but I don't know. I'd get more knocked out by listening to Don Rich that played with Buck Owens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Steve Cropper is like one of my, you know, mm-hmm. all-time heroes.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably because of the rhythm guitar thing.
Yeah. Well, that pinch technique, I mean, it is often associated with Buchanan, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and it's like, I don't know if he was the first or it just came, you know, about that way, but, you know, to tell you the truth, I couldn't even name one of his tunes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was sort of his problem, wasn't it? I mean, well, highly respected guy, but not a lot of hits. I mean.
Exactly, yeah, and I think there was also probably, like, a lot of great instrumentalists there was a cult type following, you know, the people that really listened to him. It was kind of like Satriani. I could hear a couple of his things, and, you know, it's not like Jeff Beck, where, you know, Jeff Beck's, I'm waiting for his next thing to come out.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just like something else.
Yeah. Oh, I hear that. Well, you know, I think he's an extension of Roy Buchanan in that way, with a finger style picking, you know, and the pinching and all that kind of stuff. I always kind of thought he was an extension of Roy Buchanan, but.
Well, very possibly could be, because Beck did change his style dramatically mm-hmm. at some point where he started using his fingers. But then again, I think, you know, a lot of, it's like Elvin. Elvin does a lot of things with the capo nowadays, which is nothing unusual in the blues world,
mm-hmm.
you know. But and he's using his fingers a lot more than he used to,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah. And I noticed myself using, for certain stuff, I use my fingers a lot more than I used to, and without nails. You know, I just like, mm-hmm. or without even a pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I'll use a pick, sometimes I won't. Just get this, you know, a lot different sound. It depends on what you're achieving, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to achieve, you know?
Yeah, so you have a variety of attacks for what, for the type of thing you're going for.
Right.
I mean, typical, I guess, sophisticated guitar player kind of a thing. Very interesting. Let's see, is there, anybody, I mean, you've played with a lot of big names, but, I mean, is there anybody out there that you'd love to hook up with? Or?
Yeah, as far as guitar players go, I think I already have, like, it's such a good time every time I go jam with Coco Montoya. I think he's probably the most, I have to say gracious on sharing the stage, and we just have a good time playing. He's another guy that just enjoys music. Just, I'd love to get together again with Gary Peel and do something. That would be a lot of fun, I think. You know,
mm-hmm.
And actually to do something that is just way off the blues end would be a lot of fun, you know.
Uh-huh.
And back into the rock, which is kind of where, you know, my band is going, is more, we could be classified almost back into the southern rock type of things at various times of the set, you know.
Uh-huh.
And even though I still do some traditional blues stuff, it transforms into some jam band type of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really like. I think that just to structurally just have to play every song with a verse, chorus, and solos for everybody, and then to go on to the next song is pretty boring myself.